session number 21587, rule 1.
Stanley Reynolds, Reel 1, where were you born, please?
In Lambeth.
Which year was this?
1921.
Did you grow up and have your schooling in Lambeth?
In that area, yes.
Where did you live in Lambeth?
In my early part days?
Yes.
In the Walworth area.
Which school did you go to in Walworth?
Well, it's Crampton Street.
And how old were you when you finished there?
14.
So in 1935?
Yes, it was that.
Did you get a job?
Yes.
Doing what?
I went into the Mayfair Hotel as a page boy.
Is that what you were doing when war was declared?
Oh no, I had a job after that. I was working as a waiter, well, more or less waiting, in a club in Mayfair. And when the war broke out, I decided, I think I was 18 or 19 then, I decided to not get called up because I wasn't old enough then. My brother had been called up, 2 years older than me, got called up into the army. And I decided to volunteer for the RAF, Royal Air Force.
Why did you decide to do that?
Well, I had no one at home at that time. I'd lost my parents, and it was a matter of being on my own at that time. Although I had friends, I decided that I'd go and join up into the forces. But while waiting to go interviews for the Royal Air Force, I decided that I couldn't wait, so I went to Whitehall and volunteered into the Navy. Well,
when would this have been?
Pardon?
When would this have been?
1940. And I was accepted and then went for my training into HMS Collingwood, Portsmouth.
Had you been in any bombing before you joined up?
Yes. Oh, no, not at that time, no. It was just after that, when I was in the Navy.
Where's HMS Collingwood?
Fareham, Hants. And I'd done my training there.
What was the training like?
Very good, yes, I enjoyed it, and there were sports going on which I liked because I was quite good at football, and I enjoyed my football with the Collingwood, and played for the team there, and which I enjoyed because that was part of my life as a regard to football. I wanted to try and be a professional.
How did you cope with the discipline in the Navy?
Quite good. There were a few moments where you do get out of hand. Well, being young and discipline side of it, and actually I cope with it okay. And I'd signed on for 7 years. And 5 reserve, so I knew full well that I'd be in there from 1940 to 1947. So that was a career I thought, well, I've got to stick to and make the best of it. And then we got transferred, like, from there, the training from Collingwood to Portsmouth Barracks to be there for being drafted to sea on different ships, whatever. That was the start of the career in the Navy and going to war at the time.
Was it at Portsmouth or Fareham that you got bombed?
Well, at Portsmouth Barracks, was in the barracks, and the early part, 1940, very start, there was, they were they were thinking about, well, they had ideas that there would be, the Germans would be dropping paratroops into the country, and everybody was on the alert at that time. And we were posted round the barracks, different positions on guns, machine guns, in case of invasion, paratroops. And they had sent a big wave of bombers over at that time, bombing round the harbour. And where I was positioned with two more comrades there on the guns, they came at midday, about midday, high noon, and through the sun you could see waves of bombers in fives coming across. And the balloons were being fired on and put down, which, you know, the balloons were up there to protect diving down at that time. You understand the balloons. And they shot most of them up, and then they made their bombing raid. Well, a bomb dropped outside about 15 yards from where we were stationed and just completely blew a great big hole in front. And while we was shrapnel wise, we was a bit protected with sandbags on the balcony, not knowing what a bomb sounded like or whatever it was. It was some new thing to me, and obviously scared in that way, and just dived down for protection. And there was a few bombers dropped across the parade ground. Everybody was underneath in the barracks taking shelter. And after the raid, we came across okay, and then they muster everybody, see if there's anybody missing or whatever at that time. And it went through the Admiral, well, through the Navy, that we got a recommend being on the guns and standing by, whatever. Well, I have got a paper there from the Rear Admiral recommending us for our being young sailors and facing the facts, and which was recorded in order of the day from the Admiral at Portsmouth. Well, it's no bravery, but it was just that at that time, and we were there. And that was the first beginning of knowing what a bomb was or sounded like. And there was quite a few raids went on after that round Portsmouth. And then I got drafted onto a ship which was the Ark Royal in 1940.
Where did you find the ship?
Well, we picked the ship up. I went by troop ship to Gibraltar and picked the aircraft carrier up there.
What was your troop ship voyage like?
Quite good, just no problems. And there were army personnel on there that were taking, going to the to the Mediterranean and Africa. And from there on, I was on the Ark Royal till it got torpedoed in 1941.
What were conditions like for living and working in the Ark Royal?
Very good. Very good indeed. Conditions very good.
Can you describe your accommodation in the ship?
The accommodation is most ships had their mess decks, different departments, and you had hooks which you could hammocks, sling, well, we call it slinging, which is put up, and you get into the hammock or just clamber in there, and there's so many hooks there for each individual for their sleeping accommodation in hammocks.
Could you be comfortable?
Oh yes, you made the comfort there very good on the hammocks there. And there was quite a lot of sports went on the ship, which was useful for me because I'd been playing a lot of football. And before I left to go in the Navy, I was at the call at that time. I had chances to be having trials for Brentford Football Club at that time, but that all broke down because of the war breaking out. So that was put aside as regards a football career. But I played for the Navy and for the ship.
What position did you play in?
In the forward line, inside right. Well, they called it inside right at that time, but played the army and quite a few good games in Gibraltar. And enjoyed my time on there as regards to sport. But we had some hard runs towards Malta on convoy duties and providing Malta with aircraft for protection.
Can you describe what happened on those runs?
Well, we were always being attacked in the Mediterranean. We were actually a target as regards to being an aircraft carrier, which is quite big, and obviously they knew that we had fighter planes on there, and their target was the Ark Royal or whatever it was, an aircraft carrier, to put us down sink us, and we had so many attacks on us that we were lucky that we avoided being actually bombed and caught. And coming back from there, going back to Gibraltar after we'd been on our mission, we got torpedoed about 25 miles from Gibraltar.
Can you take me through in detail what happened, please?
Well, actually, before that, I'd hurt my leg playing football, and I was in the hospital bed on the art roll. I'd had a bad trouble with my leg, which turned out to be cartilage trouble. And it was while I was there that there was a terrific bang and the shadow in the carrier, which I knew there definitely was something disastrous, you know. So obviously I jumped out of the cot, what we called cots in the art world was the sick bay, and obviously I made my way up to the top deck for safety's sake, of in case the ship turned over and went down. So that was my thought, to get up the top. And obviously the ship had been torpedoed, and being aircraft in the hangars, while it took water in where the torpedo had gone in, and obviously it capsized a certain amount of degrees, and the planes that were in the hangars obviously made it worse, because they weren't anchored down and they slid one side, which took the ship more at a disastrous angle to turn over. Well, it did stay up for quite a few hours. We had destroyers around us for protection, dropping depth charges in case there was another attack. And they came alongside, and the captain decided it was time that he would abandon ship. He was getting a bit scared of the ship going over, and he had in his mind to say, we'll try and save as many we can before it does tip right over. Some jumped off from the carrier into the sea, and others, there was a destroyer came alongside, which was the Legion, and a lot of us clambered over there by ropes from there onto the destroyer. Some jumped, and there was a few that really hurt themselves by jumping onto the iron decks on the destroyer. And then they took us back to Gibraltar.
How did you get off the ship?
Off the carrier onto the destroyer.
By jumping?
No, I clambered across on the rope. I wouldn't take the chance of jumping because I'd already had trouble with my leg. And I clambered across on the ropes onto the destroyer. And from there we got back to Gibraltar, and obviously they'd got the signal that there would be a lot of casualties being torpedoed, and they were waiting with ambulances alongside, and they took us up to the hospital in Gibraltar.
Were you injured in getting off the ship?
No, no injury at all. But obviously, they knew full well that I couldn't be strolling around in Gibraltar with a bad leg, which was cartilage, and decided that I should keep in the hospital for a few days and see what was going on.
Going well, back to...
Obviously, like, being there was sort of a break from the war effort like, that we'd been going through. And obviously, being restful, I just dropped off to sleep. And when I woke up in the morning, the chap in the next bed to me said, how are you? I said, okay. He said, your ship's just gone down, we've heard. So it stayed afloat for a few hours, and then eventually it turned over and went. But this chap next to me, he'd been torpedoed a previous week on a destroyer, and offered he'd suffered very badly with burns. His head was all bandaged up, so felt sorry for him, you know. And from there, I waited for transfer back to England.
Just going back to the Ark Royal, what was your action station when you were facing the air attacks?
Oh, I was on the pom-pom up on the flight deck, which is just near the bridge and quite close to where the planes landed and took off most of the time.
How many of you would man the pom-pom?
One. Three at least on the pom-pom.
What was your job on it?
Helping to load. Assistant to the fire machine, the gunner. Reloading.
Did you have any success against enemy planes?
Well, yes, we done quite well as in air attacks, but most of the good work was done by the Fleet Air Arm, by shooting down the attackers before they got to us and done their bombing or whatever. So we had a good protection from the Fleet Air Arm pilots.
What were your normal jobs in the ship?
Well, just cleaning the ship, normal times. That was our duties, cleaning up. And most of the time was, the afternoon was relaxing because of the weather being hot. You never worked in the afternoon.
Was it a happy ship for you?
Very happy indeed, yes. Good crew. Good company.
What was it like waiting in Gibraltar?
Waiting in Gibraltar?
Waiting in Gibraltar for drafting.
Well, I didn't wait. Waiting to go back home, you mean?
Yes.
Yes, that's from after we'd been torpedoed. Just a few days and waiting for a ship that was coming in to go back to England. And I did get a chance to go back, which was going to be a slow convoy back to England. I was just just previous to Christmas. And I was asked if I wanted to go back on that, and I decided there was no hurry because I had no immediate mother or father to go back to. So I said, I'm not in a hurry to go back. I can wait. Well, in the meantime, that convoy took off from Gibraltar to go back to England, and we heard later that it had got attacked and quite a few of the crew off the Ark Royal were taking passage home. There were 40 of them lost their lives by being sunk going home. So they were very unfortunate. There was only one that lost their life on the Ark Royal. So on the Ark Royal, we was very lucky in that sense, only one being lost on there at that time. But to lose 40 going home, which was a bit hard on that, wasn't it? But actually, I should have been on one of them ships going home. My luck was with me that I didn't. And a fast ship, which was the Manxman, mine laying ship, would be doing quite a good speed and wouldn't be no protection as regards to being attacked because the speed was very good, and then any U-boat would be lucky to fire it at that time to catch at the right time. But we got home from the Manxman in a couple of days, which was very good, very fast, from Gibraltar. And from there, I went back to the barracks, and I was recommended to have my leg done, and I had my cartilage taken out. When I went to the hospital in Portsmouth, Hasler, called it Hasler, or the Hasler was the Portsmouth Hospital. And that was done, and after that, got the draft to the Petard in 1942. And I served, that was before it was commissioned, it was under repairs, being built in up at Newcastle Dockyard. And from there, 2 years commission, over 2 years commission, 42 to 44, that I was on the Petard.
How did you like being in
a destroyer than a carrier? Were very hard compared being on a carrier, where the carrier was more like a hotel compared with the destroyer. And the different movements in the Petard, the destroyer, than a carrier.
What kind of different movements?
Well, as regards if you in rough seas, there was more being thrown about on the destroyer, movements, turning port or starboard, than there would be on the carrier, which was more graceful on their turns.
Was it like a hotel in the Ark Royal?
Well, compared with the destroyer, yes, yeah.
So you mean you preferred the Ark Royal?
Well, as regards to more comfort, I would say, that was on the Ark Royal, but no doubt when you go to these different ships, you're different shipmates, and obviously you've got to get used to other seamen or friends when you meet up on this new ship. And eventually, as through the year or 2 years that we were on there, we were quite a good company and very close. And we went through quite a lot of actions on the petard. Very, very hard work on the petard. Always